Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Radical Change by Chelsea DeMattis. And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized. Acts 9:18. Watching someone you love live their life apart from Jesus is excruciating. You want to be the one to save them, even though you know that's not how salvation goes. I write this as the one who wasn't living for Jesus and caused the excruciating pain to those who loved me. When someone asks if there's a story in the Bible that I feel most reflects my conversion, I always answer with Paul on the road to Damascus. While I wasn't persecuting Christians, my life was out of control. Off the rails is the best way to put it. I was quite literally running from God. I had scales on my eyes, walls built up in my heart, and the false belief that I could do life fine on my own. This left me exactly the way you're imagining. Hurt, broken, lonely, sad, and looking for something or someone to fill me. Sadly, I kept looking everywhere and to everyone except Jesus. By God's grace, he met me in many miraculous ways, some big and some small. He pursued and pursued and pursued. He never stopped coming after my heart, even though I was running from him. One night on my college campus, I was met by two officers citing me for breaking the law. Life was over, as I thought. However, life was actually just beginning. Those two officers were the first glimmer of grace in my life, as odd as it sounds. This moment shook me up and got my attention. It revealed to my stubborn spirit that I didn't have life figured out, but that life was quite literally falling apart. 2 weeks later, I had to appear in court for my minor misdemeanor, though it felt anything but minor to me. My dad attended the hearing with me, and another miracle took place. A man showed up to stand on my behalf. This was not an attorney either of us had called. However, he stated he knew a friend of my dad, and that friend had mentioned if he was in the area to stop by. You're probably thinking the same thing I am as I tell this story again. What in the world? A man came and stood on my behalf. This man showed me the picture of what Jesus is in the life of those who love him. This encounter changed my life. 2 months later, I surrendered my life to Jesus. Just like Paul, Jesus met me on a messy, broken, hard road. And yet, he chose to radically change my life. It says in the scripture that once Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit, immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized. Acts 9:18. immediate, radical, instant change. This is the work of our Heavenly Father, and He still does this today. Pray with me. Lord, we praise You for still working in radical, instantaneous ways. You are faithful to pursue hearts even when they are running from You. Lord, give me the strength to love the people well in my life that are running from You. Help me point them back to You in a way that shows them Your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.